Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And check out all the other things that are there, too, that are designed specifically to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. Dr. Tom Anastasi is with us. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. You can find his book wherever books are sold. You can find him at TomAnastasi.com. Tom, we're talking about sales and helping people who might not be sales professionals but still want to, you know, obviously sell the products that their small businesses have to offer. And of course, you and I are talking to a lot of different kinds of folks out there, Tom. Some people are selling to businesses, B2B, and some people are selling to consumers, B2C. And there's a lot of the things are the same, but there are differences. Talk to us about those.
Sure. If you're dealing with a business, they're not going to give you a check that day very often. They're going to want to have terms, so they're going to want to pay within 30 days. Now,
you hope that they pay in 30 days.
Yeah, because right now, I talk to bankers, it's closer to 53 days.
Right.
So you've got to plan for that.
You've got to capitalize it, don't you?
You've absolutely got to capitalize that. And now you can do things that might incent them to pay earlier. For instance, give them a 1% discount if they pay within 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be okay, too. Just prepare.
210 net 30 or 210, 130, something like that. Give them 2% for 10 days and 1% in 30 days and that kind of thing. Those are the kind of numbers you typically see out there.
Right, and so whatever discount you can give them, and that's perfectly standard what you just said.
And some people, if they've got the cash, they turn those discounts into profit centers.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because a savvy business owner will take advantage of those discounts.
Right, right.
So they're going to give you a purchase order, which means you've got to worry about capitalization, but that's a good problem to have as long as you have that capital.
Let me tell you,
bills are still going to come in.
Let me tell you a quick story. You should do business with a guy who was a multimillionaire, all the money he could spend, but never spend any of it, and he would take forever to pay my consulting bill. I worked for him for a while. He would take forever to pay me. Finally, I was talking to his attorney one day. He said, you should offer him a discount, a quick payment discount. I said, are you kidding me? He said, no, he can't stand it. If you give him a discount, he can't stand not taking it. So the next time I gave him an invoice, he'd never seen it before. I gave him a discount, and he calls me the day after the discount day was over.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, hey, Jim, if I bring the check right now, can I still get that discount? I swear he drove it to my office to get that silly little discount. This is a guy with millions and millions. He couldn't stand it. You never know what motivates people.
That's true. That's true. So typically with businesses, what they're going to do is test you out with a small order first. You're
mm-hmm.
not going to get the big order because they want to see if your infrastructure is set.
If you can perform.
So, right. And it's also a nice thing to be able to do is because now they just want to see you in action. And you've asked them to buy, and they've said yes, and they're going to start small, see how you work. And then once you've fulfilled that order, they're going to give you another bigger order.
Right.
And after a few of those, next thing you know, you're going to be getting their orders on a regular basis, and you don't have to call.
But as you build the business with this bigger customer and do more and more, you really need to start getting your banker involved because you're probably going to need some help with them because the more business you do with them, the more you're going to have to, you know, the bigger that number, that 30-day number is going to get.
It is.
And the inventory number and all that. And you can succeed yourself right out of business if people start stretching out payments.
Right. And what you can do is if you have one big account like that, you can go to your bank because if the customer is big enough, your accounts receivable will be considered to be an asset.
Yep.
And so, for instance,
and the inventory that you have to buy. Yep.
Exactly. And so that account receivable will be an asset for you. And but the nice thing is that now you don't have to work for every sale. Now what's going to happen is they'll start calling you and just placing orders that you didn't have to work for because you did the work up front.
What Tom is saying, folks, is whatever effort you have to go to, however long it takes. You know, Tom, I've taken 5 years. I've worked on companies for 5 years before I got the first order. But like you said, once you get it and once you perform, today people are recognizing that finding companies they can be loyal to is good business. It's best practice, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And a few years ago, companies were dealing with 15, 20 vendors just to get the lowest price. And they're finding that doesn't work because each customer, each supplier of theirs isn't all that important to them. But now if they just focus on one or two or three, you're going to get that A level of support all the time.
That was called the vendor reduction plan that they went through a number of years ago. And Tom's right. I mean, it's amazing how that happens. Tom, we're about out of time. Next time you come back, which will be real soon, let's talk about the B2C. Let's talk about business-to-consumer selling. How about that?
Absolutely.
Give us that website again, please.
TomAnastasi.com and Glenbridge.com or Amazon.com for the successful entrepreneur.
Yeah, check it out, folks. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Got to go for just a couple of minutes. Going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's a little Heartland John Mellencamp music to take us out. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.